北京人民广播电台外语广播，中波774千赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774, www.am774.com。
北京外语广播网络电台，听双语，网天下。北京外语广播
，Your bilingual station AM 774。
大学生英语在线，你想知道的问题，你告诉他；你没想到的问题，他告诉你。最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思、托福、GRE， 轻松得分没问题。Question of the day。大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群，下载更多的英语学习资料。我们的 Q 群号码是26305430、有点长，大家记一下， QQ 群的号码是26305430。那今天呢，又到了我们雅思口语的时间，我们请来的专家老师是 Echo 老师，老师好。
Hi everybody, hello Larry, me again, right? IELTS speaking again today.
没错、
yes.
那今天我们要聊的是什么呢？
我们今天可以来聊这样的一个题目、How about talking about an activity that is good for your health?就是说做一些，就是聊一聊，也就是说聊一聊对你身体有好处的这么一种运动也好，或者说是活动也好。
哎，聊一聊健康的运动啊。
Yes。
那哪一些运动是比较健康呢？我觉得啊，所有的运动都是健康的。你只要动一动，都能锻炼身体嘛。打乒乓球
，I guess。
羽毛球、篮球、游泳
，Right。
跑步
，Yes。
那都是有益健康的。
Exercises like even, you know, including.Workout, right? Workout in the gym, right?
这有个单词啊，叫 workout.
Yes.
这是一个运动吗？
Workout, 我们可以去表示什么呀？Doing exercise, right? Okay. 或者说是对 in the gym, 然后在健身房里面去做这种锻炼，或者说健身房里面做这种健身，我们都可以去叫 workout. It could be either a noun or a verb, right? 可以是名词词组，也是可以是动词词组。For example, like, you know, I work out 3 times a week, right? In the gym. 我一周去健身房运动3次。或者说I would like to have a workout this afternoon, right? 我今天下午想去健身房动一动。
又简单又实用。又好用又地道的一个词
Yes. So, like what you were talking about, right? Okay, like playing all kinds of ball games, right? Okay, you know, or, you know, do sports, right? 这些运动都可以是 activities, right? Okay. And also, it includes like, you know, some extreme activities as well, right? 一些极限的运动，一些极限的活动也可以包括在内。For example, like, you know,Parachuting, right? 我们说的
什么什么？
Parachuting, right?
Parachuting,
yes, 就是
打鸟。Parrot 是那个鹦鹉吗
？No, not like that parrot. 这个就是我们说的什么？跳伞。
对，您刚刚说的那个跳伞啊，我刚刚还一直在纳闷，所以查了一下，是怎么读呢？叫做 parachuting。那我乍一听以为是 parrot shooting，我以为是打鸟呢，其实它是一个单词，怎么拼写的？给大家先拼一下啊，是 p a r a c h u t e， p a r a c h u t e， 它的动词叫做 parachute。Parachute， 然后所以它的动名词啊，表达这个跳伞这个运动就是 parachuting。
Right.
跳伞啊
，bungee jumping， right？ 蹦极啊 ，for example， like you know， a lot of like you know tourist attractions they have like you know these kind of activities， right？ Hang gliding， right? Hung, right? 表示挂着、悬挂着。Gliding 表示滑动，那么也就是说我们说滑翔， right? And windsurfing.哎，我们说的就是那种风帆冲浪。
对，
然后还有 surfing, of course. And scuba diving, right? Scuba diving, 潜水。So, yeah, these are all kinds of activities, right?
好。
我们刚才也会提到几个额外的词，是吧？哎，比如说 hang gliding, hang gliding, right? 哎 ，hang 就是悬挂的意思 ，glide, right? 滑动就是滑翔 ，right?And also we have surfing.
Surfing.
Yeah, a lot of people know that, right? And
冲浪
yes,
对吧？
冲浪，或者是还有一种叫 wind surfing, right?
Wind surfing 什么意思啊？
哎，就是那种风帆冲浪。
哦，在海上的那种风帆冲浪，靠着风在冲浪。
有帆嘛，对吧？
对对
对。我看好像青岛那边经常会去举行这样的一些运动，因为有海嘛。
对对对。
哎 ，because
帆船的冲浪
，wind
wind surfing 啊，怪不得我们说这个上网叫 surf the internet， 最早的翻译叫做网上冲浪。
网上冲浪，没错，没错，
这样的。好，那我们刚才说了那么多，就把各种各样可能对健康有好处的运动说了一下啊。
Yes。
那接下来呢
？The topic actually is to talk about an activity that you think is good for your health, right? 你觉得对身体会比较健康的一种运动或者是活动。然后，那么所以这个其实在大家准备的时候，你就可以去准备成运动类的，是吧？哎，这样的话，当你聊到运动的时候，也可以去用这一题。然后或者说它出现这个活动的时候，你还同样开始可以去用到这一题的。
对。
而运动类的话，是我们的一个经典老题了吧？
对
对，
那说到运动类的题目啊，还是咱们应该老掉牙的去告诉大家，你要回答一个，要做一个回答，你一定要有一个框架。
哎 ，yes，、
啊、
虽然是老掉牙，但是是特别特别重要的东西 ，extremely important， right？
对，这样你才能心里有底，接下来应该说什么。
Yeah.
不然的话，你想到什么说什么，先想一句话，再想接下来该说什么，那就会很慌乱。
Yes。
所以呢，框架是什么？先给大家介绍一下。
哎 ，yes， of course。The first part, right? You know what I'm going to say. Answering the question directly, right? Okay, 直接的先回答问题，是吧？ And it's better to say it with, you know, clauses, right? Okay, 哎，就是以从句的方式去说出来会更好，解释一下它是什么， right? So, for example, what is the activity you want to do? Like, you know, to work on your health, or work on your body.
I would like to, I prefer swimming. I prefer to swim in the summer because it's very hot outside and,and I feel very cool when I'm swimming in the swimming pool. And swimming is a very good aerobic exercise, which means I can, you know, lose weight and keep fit by swimming.
Yes, and actually there are like, you know, a few words and phrases, right, Larry used to hear, really good. And, the first one, aerobics, right? A-E-R-O-B-I-C, right? Yeah. So aerobic, right? Aerobic means, 有氧的, right? So you could just say, you know, I would like to try swimming or, you know, I prefer swimming.In the summer, right? Which is a quite good aerobic activity to do. 或者说 I would like to swim, right? Okay? Or I would like to go swimming, which is really a good aerobic activity to do in the summer.
是的，所以我喜欢游泳。其实呢，说到运动有两个大的分类，一个是有氧运动，另外一个就是无氧运动。刚才我们学了第一个，有氧运动就是aerobic exercise, aerobic sports. 那么第二个无氧运动怎么说呢？就是在前面加上一个 an, 它是一个否定的前缀。Anaerobic 就是无氧运动。哪些是有氧运动啊？比如就跑步。
Right.
比如打篮球。
Jogging is definitely the one, right? Jogging, probably playing balls, right?
其实有个判断的标准，就是你在动的时候，你是不是大口喘气了。哎，如果你是长时间的一边去呼吸着氧气一边去运动的话，那么这就是有氧运动。而像举哑铃啊、举重啊、练肌肉啊， 哎，你虽然喘气，但是那氧气不足，你不是那种长时间的去那个一口气一口气喘着去运动。那这样的话，这就叫做无氧运动。
Yeah, it, you know, for these kind of like things, we can call that weight training, right?、
嗯、
weight training 就是重量训练，是吧？哎 ，weight, W-E-I-G-H-T, and training, T-R-A-I-N-I-N-G, right? Weight training. Yes. So, Larry thinks.Swimming is a really good activity to do to be healthy, right?、
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the summer, right?
Right.
Yes. And、why do you think it's good for your health?
Because as I just said, it's kind of an aerobic exercise, which means I can lose weight and keep fit while swimming.
Right.
And, and actually, compared with other activities, compared with other sports, I don't really feel tired and exhausted when I swim.
Yeah, if you don't like, you know, go that fast, right?
对对、
yes.
其实跟那些跑步啊、打篮球比起来、啊、我觉得这个游泳啊一点都不累，而且呢确实能达到锻炼的效果。
Yes. For me,I guess, you know, there is something I think that is good for my health and、also is、really cool is、scuba diving, right? Or we call going scuba diving. So I actually mentioned this phrase previously. It's called 潜水 right? Diving, D-I-V-I-N-G, right? Okay, it's called 跳水 But scuba diving, S-C-U-B-A, 再加上 diving 这个词就是我们说的潜水、And it's quite popular these years, especially when you go traveling to places where they have sea, right?
对
Yeah, and, you know, they could just offer this kind of activity, right?
对 这个叫
scuba diving.
Scuba diving, scuba 呢为什么叫 scuba diving 呢因为 scuba 呢就是水肺、如果你具体去查它的意思就是水肺或者更直白一些就是水下呼吸器你会看到很多潜水员在下水的时候背后面会背一个氧气筒这个就是 scuba 所以说呢当你要深入到水下去潜水的时候就叫做 scuba diving、scuba diving、
right?
非常有意思
Yes、So I think scuba diving is an activity that is quite good for my bodyand mind
对、
哎、那么我把这儿换了一个词是吧因为我们前面会去说到 that is good for your health 说了很多遍所以我把它 换成了 that is good for your body and mind right、哎、那么对你的、身体和心灵都有好处
对
吧
身心都有帮助、
哎、
因为你会见识到很多有意思的鱼啊、和一些景色、啊、
right yes所以后面我可能会去开始去解释原因我为什么这么去说是吧、Okay Of course is an absolutely amazing activity that combines swimming and、seeing how the underwater world is like right? 哎，这是一个很棒的活动那么这个活动能怎么样呢包括游泳的部分还有什么可以看到水下的世界是什么样子 right
对、
哎、
你用的一个词叫做 combine
yeah,
什么什么、and 什么什么、
yeah.
这个词组就表明了它既结合了这个、又结合了那个、都是包括了对吧
right、
既结合了 swimming 又结合了、目睹水下世界的这个乐趣
yes、And also, when you go scuba diving, you need to get used to being underwater for a long time so you could really feel it like you know, you're a fishYeah.
对就是你这个潜水不像一般的潜水你是 scuba diving、你是有一个 scuba 这个水肺背在身上的所以让你可以有更长的时间在水下进行探索你会有一种错觉就是你其实就是一条鱼你可以去自由自在的、在规定时间内啊自由自在的在水下进行互动
Yes、So here I actually mentioned a phrase calledget used to doing something, right? The sentence was, you need to get used to being underwater for a long time, right?、Mm-hmm. Yeah, 那么这句话的意思是习惯于是吧、哎、你需要去习惯于什么呀在水下去待很久 right?
对、
哎、那么 get used to doing something, right? Yeah.
Right. 好的，那这就是 Echo 老师他喜欢的一个运动，就是 scuba diving。哎，说实话呢，我之前也采访过一个 scuba diver，而且呢，他还成立了一个 scuba diving community，让更多的人去这个 scuba diving。那我们要不要把这个录音材料放给大家听一下，看看这个外国人，这个美国人他是怎么描述自己所喜欢的这项运动的
？Yeah, let's do that.
好。
2/3 of our planet is covered by water. If we never dive underneath the surface of the ocean, we will miss out on so much of what our world is. Even a simple dive to, you know, a coral reef at 5 meters or 10 meters, you'll see more fish and more species of coral and more species of plants than you will on a 1-hour nature walk in a national park. So, you know, and that doesn't even start to discuss the underwater history that we never see with our eyes unless we go beneath the water.
Yeah, and I noticed you've just founded a website called SinoScuba, which is a diving website for people who love diving in China. So why do you want to dive in China, in Beijing especially?
The most important thing for diving is not water, it's people. It's people who want to go diving. So...Even though if, for example, we were in Hainan, it would be more convenient to dive, it wouldn't necessarily be better. Okay? Beijing really has the best outdoor community of any large city in China. And people here are willing to try just about anything. Skiing, mountain biking, and now diving is much more available to the average Chinese person. So, in terms of Beijing itself, Beijing is a great place for exploring...underwater. Now, that doesn't mean that the water is blue and clear, but it also doesn't mean that the water is dirty. It just means it's just a different kind of water. But near Beijing, you can dive on a section of the Great Wall. It's the only section of the Great Wall you can dive on anywhere in China, or anywhere in the world, of course. There are caves, there are wells, there are all kinds of things to find.And so for that, I think Beijing is a great choice for divers.
Is diving difficult? Because this month, China just succeeded in its first saturation diving experiment and reached only 300 meters on the seawater. In contrast, human beings have managed to reach the moon, you know, which is very far away from the Earth. So why is diving so difficult?
It's actually not difficult. In terms of recreational diving, it's quite simple.Any normally healthy person who is not particularly afraid of the water can learn the extreme basics of scuba diving in about 30 minutes. The reason it's difficult is really just because we have been much more ambitious, both whether it's China or the United States or Russia or other countries, we've just wanted to go to space more than we've wanted to go underwater. For example...If you think of a submarine as a spacecraft, actually the submarine technology that exists now is just as good and probably better than the spacecraft technology we have. But we've chosen to use those vessels usually for military purposes. We don't see them as, you know, things that we live in. But actually a submarine, a nuclear submarine, can stay underwater indefinitely. So in that sense, we haven't really thought of a reason...that we want to spend more time there. As soon as we do think of that reason, then I think you'll see the technology improve and suddenly we'll be able to go much deeper underwater. You know, we use either Google Maps or Baidu Maps to find places to go diving. You know, can we get to this lake? Would it be easy to dive there? Things like that.
What is this?
That is a Google Map of a lake in Afghanistan.Which I still want to dive. I just have chosen a more difficult and let's call it a more adventurous way of doing some diving.
In addition, Stephen also uses a small radar detector, or rather a fish finder, for diving. Stephen Shrankhead.
What it really is a fish finder. It's something that fishermen would also be able to use just to find where there are fish in a lake or a river. But we use it to find...things that are on the bottom, whether it's a sunken ship or, you know, maybe in this case we were looking for sunken cars and trucks, but it gives us a nice picture of what's below the boat.
You have to buy these smart, very technical devices before diving, and where did you get the money?
It's mostly a hobby, It's like people who love to play golf or people who love to play tennis, you know, on weekends or at night they go and play the game that they love, or, you know, for people who like to read or people who like to go to the opera, you know, that's where they spend their money. So I've just chosen to spend it on strange devices to find things that are not of necessarily of interest to a broad range of people, but for a smaller group of people, they're particularly interesting.
大学生英语在线。 欢迎您继续收听。
好的，很快呢，这一段录音我们就听完了哈。我们听到这个外国人，他非常喜欢 scuba diving，而且呢，他给出了很多的理由。我们可以去借鉴一下，他提到了海底世界是非常的有趣的啊。嗯。你可以看到海星啊、鱼啊，然后呢，其实他还说到一点，就是说地球的1/4的面积都是被海洋所覆盖的。Right。我们人类所能够触及到的是非常非常小的一部分。Right。当你到水下的时候。
You can see the home to an amazing area of wildlife, from sea turtles to dolphins, clownfish to whales, right? All kinds of underwater wildlife, right?
没错,
yeah. And also I happened to do it once, and that experience was absolutely wonderful. And I guess there is nothing like being in the water there. Speaking of the exam here, right? IELTS here. So if you think you still, you know, have some time, right? You also can talk about, your experiences with this kind of activity, right? Something you have ever done, right? With this, for example, like, you know, I happened to tried it once when I was in Great Barrier Reef, right, 大堡礁, and I did the scuba diving, you know, that's what we're talking about, right? And I think there is nothing like being in the water there, and not surprisingly, then this colorful coral landscape provides some of the best diving opportunities, you know, there, and also I believe anywhere in the world.
说的我也是很想去潜一下水啊，虽然我没有这样的体验过，但是呢，今天的节目做完以后呢，我就有这样的梦想了，一定要去水下看看，因为这水底下的世界啊，咱真没见过。那说了这么多呢，今天呢，我们就其实主要是讲怎么样能够去描述一个非常有意思的健康运动。嗯，而且我们给大家了一些基本的英文很棒的表达。对，主要是针对这个 scuba diving 啊。 Scuba diving 潜水啊，那希望对大家的雅思学习、口语学习有所帮助和启发。那最后呢，我们帮大家再梳理一下啊，怎么样能够有一个更好的逻辑结构来表达一下自己的这个观点。Yep.
So first step is our routine and cliche, right?
A very direct answer to the question.
Yes, very direct answer, right, to the question, you know, what kind of activities you want to do. And then, you know, you need to give out the reasons for doing so, right? You know, with the, like, you know, particular reasons, right, okay, you actually can expand it a little bit, right, okay, to give more, like, you know, feelings, thoughts, right, on those kind of things. And it could be followed with your, like, you know, real experience about this next step, right? 在下面一步的话，你可以再去分享一些你真实的一些经历. But always pay attention, right? If you have come to this part, you have to really pay attention to your grammar, right? With the tenses. 如果你进到这一步的话，就一定要稍微去注意一下你的时态部分，因为当 你的经历部分的东西进来的时候，然后你的时态应该是往过去去走了，所以可能是现在完成，也可能是过去的时态，对，或者是甚至是过去完成，然后或者说是过去进行时，这是我们之前去给大家做过的一个总结，所以在这儿大家可以稍微去注意一下。那么我相信有这么几步，你的第二部分的内容是足够去说的。那么在这儿要切记的去注意，在 你表达正确的情况下去追求流利度、句子的长度和细节的程度。对，首先得保证它是对的，然后呢再追求完美啊。没错。我觉得您刚才说那个故事的时态是挺重要的。对。比如说我们在聊这个潜水，你肯定会聊到自己以前潜水的这个经历啊。Yes。那
以前的故事都得用过去式，所以每一个动词，每一个动词你都得记着变成过去式。
嗯，
啊，然后呢，记得切换啊，讲现在的时候用现在式，讲过去的时候立马切换到过去式，这个得进行操练才能够练到一定的完美的水平。
Yes.
啊
，So the suggestion here is why not to think about this and write down something for your answers yourself, right? According to the steps we provided here.
好的，那今天的内容就是这一些，感谢大家的收听。最后呢，欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群，群的号码是26305430，欢迎您的加入。那么我们下期节目再见。
Okay, so see you next.
世界上没有不受限制的自由。
就像你有吸烟的自由，但你不能自由的吸烟，还影响他人的健康。
2015年6月1日，北京市控制吸烟条例正式实施。届时，室内公共场所、工作场所和公共交通工具内禁止吸烟。
为了更好的生活，控烟需要全社会行动起来。
讲文明，树新风，北京人民广播电台公益广告。
Never know.